Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Kevin D'Souza. Really, based on your interviews with CIOs at the federal, state, and local levels, what are the five key findings you've developed from your research and discussions with them?
So one is almost there was no CIO that when we asked them about metrics, were not aware of the value of metrics. So all CIOs recognize the value of them and wanted actually to learn about what their colleagues were doing on metrics and how to improve their own metrics programs. The number two finding was that because of the increased nature of IT outsourcing, CIOs have actually become pretty adept at designing metrics into these contracts, or whether it is through articulation of service level agreements or performance-based incentives. The third one is because CIOs are more aware of the strategic implications of IT, they are now participating and actively engaging in shaping agency metrics and linking IT metrics to agency metrics. A few CIOs have made progress on the use of metrics for benchmarking. However, we report that this is in the early days and it needs to be done with a little bit of caution based on what we have heard from CIOs. And the last finding was that a lot of the metric, if you were to analyze them to their end, it would come up about cost. And so CIOs are very careful that the entire conversation around IT metrics does not become one of cost, because if it's cost-based metrics, then they get very one-sided and pretty much reduce the ability of an agency to actually act strategically.
So, Kevin, you mentioned earlier, you mentioned FITARA, which is the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act. Could you tell us more about it? And maybe you could elaborate on how can the stronger role for federal CIOs as prescribed by the law enhance IT performance metrics efforts?
So the law was in 2014. And it really calls for some pretty significant changes in terms of IT governance, and it outlines pretty strong mandates when it comes to chief information officers, especially in terms of how their role is clarified within the organization and their powers and responsibilities. One of the key outcomes of all of this being that agencies are now going to be required to take a more evidence-based approach to managing IT. And so because of the focus on evidence-based approach and the new authorities that have been invested into a CIO, CIOs are now going to be in a much better position to actually not only collect metric data, but also to share that data with their counterparts in other agencies, use that data for benchmarking and lessons learned, and also use that data to make changes in terms of how IT is managed, whether it's in the procurement or acquisition phase or the execution of projects or in measuring outcomes. And so what you're going to see, I hope, is a lot more of evidence-based management embedded into how IT is executed at the federal level. Obviously, anything that happens at the federal level when it comes to IT may also trigger changes in the local and state levels through innovative adjustments of local practices.
Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, analysis from your research revealed that most IT metrics now used by IT managers can be classified, and you point this out, in three broad categories that would comprise a balanced portfolio of metrics. Would you tell us more about these categories?
Sure. So category number one is your traditional project management categories or project management metrics. And so these are metrics associated with evaluating whether a given project is meeting expectations, both from an outcome perspective and also meeting expectations in terms of an execution perspective, whether it's meeting the cost and time and other constraints that have been established on the work. Your next category of metrics are what we call operations management. And these metrics really help a CIO know how are things working within their technical and human spheres. So how are their hardware equipment working? How are their networks performing? But also, how are their human resources executing work? So those would be all under the operations management. And then the third category being innovation. And these are metrics that really, really signal to a CIO, is IT delivering innovation? And what is the IT's capacity to innovate given its role in the agency? So those would be the three categories.
Interesting. So, you know, the CIOs did report from your research, or you conveyed what they said, that there are two challenges when it came to project-specific IT metrics. What are those challenges?
So the I guess the big ones were, number one, the CIOs have a lot of metrics on the measurement of a project from an execution point of view. So that's good. But they have very few metrics when it comes to actually capturing the value of that project. So yes, you introduced a new resource planning tool, or yes, you introduced a new mobile platform for your residents, or yes, you transformed the website to be more responsive. But how do you actually capture the true value of that work? What does that give the agency that it didn't have before? And so this is where CIOs really need to invest their time to figure out how do they answer that question. So that would be the big challenge that that is faced when you deal with projects.
Mm-hmm. And what about operations management metrics give CIOs and other IT managers situational awareness of their department's performance, their resources, personnel, and strategic activities? What should these metrics include?
What operations management metrics are kind of like a car dashboard, right? They should be able to tell you what's the health of your agency at any given time, and you should be able to know, is your agency reaching the goal that has been established for it at any given time? Now, the third thing that operations management metrics need to be able to identify is, how do you identify signals that tell you where do you need to intervene before a problem develops, or where should you invest to gain an opportunity? So, take example here that I will use is the printer that you and I use before it quits printing. We know that the color changes. We know that we get a toner alert. And so we can choose to ignore that and then wait until the printer is completely out of ink, or we can intervene at an earlier phase. So operations management metrics need to be able to give CIOs those early warning indicators.
And Kevin, innovation is what many organizations are seeking in order to modify their operations, improve services, save money, and increase efficiency. What should innovation metrics include?
So innovation metrics were the key area where we identified that CIOs have a long way to go on designing them. In a nutshell, the way I would describe it would be innovation metrics need to capture outcomes rather than outputs. So how do you show the differential contribution of your IT agency compared to any other IT agency from an outcome perspective? The other thing innovation metrics can capture is recognition. There are many groups and associations that give out awards based on innovation. So how is your IT group performing compared to your peers? The third thing is it needs to be able to capture how are employees contributing ideas and how are those ideas being translated into implementable solutions. So you need to be able to capture the movement of ideas from the time it's generated all the way till it's commercialized within your agency. And so those would be the key elements of innovation metrics.
So, Kevin, as we close, I just was wondering, what prompted your interest in this research, and how did you conduct research for this report?
So for this report, we had the pleasure to, I think, interview a little over 2 dozen CIOs, and again, across all levels. So this report actually was an outcome of the big data effort that was the previous report. And so what happened is when I interviewed CIOs, I always asked them at the close, I am highly appreciative of the time that you have taken for my interview, but if you were to do another project, what is the question I should ask? And so as I did that, called the big data effort, a lot of CIOs highlighted the issue of metrics because CIOs were faced with the challenge of trying to justify investments in IT. And many of them at that time, when big data was brand new, were struggling to make those cases because of lack of metrics. And so that's what triggered my interest in terms of doing the next IBM report on IT metrics.
So what's next for this topic, and what does the future hold or look like in this area?
So I think given the new legislation in place that we already talked about in terms of HITARA, you're going to see, I hope, much more conscious effort around metrics. We are also going to see this effort get translated at the local levels. And again, because IT cannot be the only group that does not get evaluated on outcome-based metrics. And so I think we are going to see more of it. I hope that we are going to see sharing of data and benchmarking associated with IT metrics. And then finally, I have been very, very impressed by a few of the conversations that have happened after this report was released, where CIOs are now seriously considering how do they design innovation-based metrics. So my hope is one of the gaps that we identified in this report was the lack of innovation-based metrics. I hope that gap gets addressed in the near future.
Well, Kevin, you've done a lot of good work for the IBM Center, and we look forward to working with you even more. But I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule today to sit with us and talk at least about 2 of the reports you've done for us. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Kevin D'Souza, author of 2 IBM Center reports, Realizing the Promise of Big Data, Implementing Big Data Projects, and his most recent IBM Center report, Creating a Balanced Portfolio of Information Technology Metrics. You can order or download a free copy of these and all IBM Center reports at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.